1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry, but we booked Susan Estridge, who wrote the book on Hillary Clinton.
Wait, what is this, man? You know every year I do the top 10 songs of all time.
I'm sorry, dude, but we booked Susan Estridge.
Who booked?
Bud, what are you doing?
I'm sorry, Mr. Dinger, but Susan Estridge is going to be on.
Would you tell that guy the name's Danger, not Dinger?
It's Doug Danger.
Yeah. Sure.
Would you just hold on for a minute?
Hold on for how long?
Hold on for just a second while I get Miss Estridge up. Susan Estridge joins us from San Francisco.
Well, who hit the music?
Bud did.
And that's not her music?
Why would that be her music? It's his freaking music.
I don't have any music, Bud.
Sorry, Miss Estridge.
Susan, how are you?
Phil, I'm doing very well. I'm sorry that I'm taking up Doug Daniel's time, but I wanted to tell you that we're having great response to our book on Hillary Clinton.
Now, the book is called A Case for Hillary, and I know it's been out for a while, but you are very, very much, you know, you want to see this woman run for president, don't you?
I really do. I think she is going to make a wonderful president. And
Can I jump in, Phil?
Yeah, Doug.
Ms. Estridge, I'm sorry. I'm Doug Danger. I'm the entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier.
Yes, Doug.
What do you want me to do?
Can you just hang on for a minute?
I'm going to sit here like I'm some castrated... So I'm the castrated fag, is that it?
No, man, that's not what I said.
Well, that's how you're treating me. Hey, what is she? She's eating?
I'm having some dinner right now, Doug. I'll be done with the interview in a minute, okay?
Well, you got this fag hag on...
What is it?
Put him on hold, will you?
I got to put you on hold, Mr. Danger.
The name is Danger.
All right, I'm sorry, Susan. Go ahead.
That's very rude, isn't it? Phil, no, The Case for Hillary is a book that I think everyone should read. Because it, I think, really lays out the case for, you know, for her presidency, which I think is going to happen.
I'm going to ask you something.
Sure.
I don't want to bring up anything from the past.
No, go ahead. I'm proud of everything I've ever done, Phil. And I know that you probably don't agree with a lot of what I say.
No, it's not that. Remember back during the election when you were doing the stuff for Fox?
Yeah.
I remember you saying at about 8 o'clock...
Stuffed mushrooms are great. Yeah?
Are you listening to me?
Yes.
All right. You said at about 8 o'clock on election night, you said, well, I see Ohio going for Kerry, and because my contacts in Cleveland say that, it's going to go for Kerry, and then I see this state and this state, so I think it's, from where I'm sitting, it looks like a Kerry night.
No, I never said that. I called it for Bush straight up.
No, you did not. No, you didn't. You said you thought it was going to be Kerry. And then after you said that, I noticed... The rest of the night, you were gone.
No, that is not true, Phil. I wish you would not characterize, because of political, ways you think. I was on Fox all night that night.
No, you weren't, because I watched it the rest of the night. You never came back because you blew the whole call in Ohio.
You know, Phil, I don't want to say this, but you're a liar. You know that?
No, you're a liar.
No, you are a liar. You are a liar. I never said I call it for Kerry. I said it looked good for Kerry, but ultimately, I thought Kerry was going to lose. And
no, ma'am, you didn't say that. You said you thought Ohio was going to go...
You know what you are? You're a liar.
You're a liar?
No, I want to point something out, that you are a vicious, vicious liar. And you're so typical of the liberal press.
Susan, liberal press? You're liberal?
Yes, I am liberal, but there are parts of the liberal press... that are too liberal, and you saying that I called it for Kerry when you knew that I didn't.
You said that...
Both liars, this is Doug Danger, and I'm telling you...
Will you get out of here, man?
I busted off a hold up.
Keep him on hold, bud.
What if he breaks off?
Oh, if he breaks off. I don't believe anybody breaks off a hold.
Are you talking to me or that?
I'm talking to you, and I'm saying...
I just busted off a hold, so what do you think now?
Are you talking? Who's on the air right now?
I am, and you are, and Danger, you're going away.
So you hate fags.
Now.
You know what you are? You're a liar. You're a vicious... and characterized in this way.
What is with your throat, man?
Man?
Well, I mean, what is with your throat?
So you're the only one who gets smoked cigarettes?
Yeah. Look, I smoke cigarettes, maybe, but, you know, my throat don't sound like you. Now, here is the thing.
Look, you know what? I got to pick. You know, you're a liar.
You're a liar. You said it. You called it for Carrie, and you're a liar.
You know what you are? You're a liar. You are a liar. Vicious, dirty, and deceitful. A liar.
You're a liar.
You're a liar. You're a liar.
You know what else?
You're a liar.
No, but you're a liar.
Yeah. Now, look, I got to bust off a hold.
Would you just... So you're sitting here and you're going to tell me you called it for Kerry, you called it for Bush when you knew you called it for Kerry.
I didn't call it for Kerry. You're a... You know what you are? You're a bald-faced liar. Not only are you a bald-faced liar, you're bald. You're a bald liar.
It's funny.
Liar.
You're a liar. I hope nobody reads your book. You suck.
I suck.
Yeah, you do. You suck.
Why?
A, you can't call a presidential race. B, you're full of crap. All of a sudden, you're for Hillary Clinton. You're like far left, man. C, what is with you having a hard time breathing?
I don't have a hard time breathing. The people at Fox told me that I have a voice of character.
What is that, man? Is that your windpipe?
Wouldn't you like to know? Phil, I will tell you this. I didn't know they hired so many freaking liars.
Oh, shut up.
I'm off a hold.
Good.
Liar.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, Doug, I promise we are back now with Doug Danger's top 10 songs of all time.
And that brings us to our number 5 song of all time. This is by a group of guys that wanted to change the face of music. They came out of, I believe it was Macon, Georgia. I could be wrong about that. And they did songs that were completely different. Nobody had ever heard anything like them before. From Macon, Georgia, they made their way...
Can you hold on for a minute?
What, man?
First of all, they ain't from Macon, Georgia. They're from Chicago. Second of all, ain't you supposed to play the song and let people hear it?
Ain't I supposed to play the song and let people hear it? Is that what you just said to me, Doug Danger?
Yeah, man, that's what I said. Now, what's the name of the song?
Come Sail Away.
By Styx.
Yeah. You want to let me do it?
You got it wrong, man. They're not from Macon.
The hell I do. Look, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, all right? And I've done a lot of research on this, so shut up. All right, the number... Hold on.
Dead air, man.
I know. Look, I'm out 2 weeks, okay? 2 weeks I've been out of the closet. You match that.
You're right, Doug. I ain't been out 2 weeks.
Okay, then shut up.
Is he going to say anything?
I don't know.
Hi, everybody. This is Doug Danger. It's time now for the number 5 song of all time. These guys came from London, England. They wanted to change the face of music, and they did, with a great song called Fooling Yourself. What?
Can we turn it down for a minute?
Man, how long are you going to rape my segment?
Dude, that is not Fooling Yourself. That's Come Sail Away. They don't come from London.
Well, how come they sound like it?
Because that's their trip, man. They tried to sound like they come from freaking London. They come from Chicago. Chicago. You know where that is, don't you?
Yeah, I know where that is. You're telling me those guys sounded like that? Those guys are British. They sound just like a bunch of art rock British fruits. You're trying to tell me they come from Chicago? No way.
They come from Chicago.
Coming up now with number 5 is a group that came from Chicago.
Is that it?
I don't know.
That's the number 5 song of all time. Now, number 4 is a song, what can I say? It's Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones. That brings us now, Phil, to our number 1 song of all time. The Doug Danger number 1 song of all time is a song by a group of guys that wanted to change the face of music. They wanted to do something that nobody had ever done before. Well, they did. They did it once, and then no one ever heard from them again. But boy, what a shining, gleaming moment it was. Can you guess? Of course. She Drives Me Crazy, Fine Young Cannibals. The number one song of all time on the Doug Danger Top 10 Songs of All Time. Yeah.
Oh, man.
What?
I didn't say anything.
Well, then why don't you shut up?
What? Are we going to play the whole thing?
Okay, hold on for a minute, man. Do you got to butt in on everything, man?
Are we playing the whole song?
Yeah.
Are you sure that David...
I talked to him myself. Yeah, we're playing the whole song. Doug Danger's number one song of all time. The Cannibals, and she...
Drives Me Crazy.
Drives Me Crazy.
Fine young Cannibals.
Right.
What are you doing?
I'm dancing. I like the song.
Sit down. Quit moving around, bud.
I like the beat.
The way I feel.
What was that? What was that?
It's Bud dancing.
Great.
Oh, man, stop it. Will you? You're disgusting me.
What?
You're doing all them freaking dance moves. Get out of here. Turn this crap off, will you?
What's he doing?
He's got his hands behind his... He's doing that whole running man, cabbage patch, the whole thing. He's got his hands clasped behind his head. You know, this ain't a bad song, Doug, but number one of all time...
Hold on for a minute. What are you doing, man? Nobody's asking your opinion. I'm telling you, this is the number one song of all time.
As tallied by the voters.
As tallied by my votes, yeah.
Am I to understand that you voted, you threw your votes into a box, and then you counted your own votes?
Yes.
How many times did you vote for each song?
Some songs I gave different votes to. This song came in at number one.
How many votes did it get?
I gave it 10.
Did you know you were giving it 10?
Yes.
Then why did you have to count them?
Because that's what you do.
Oh, please, man. I just gotta...
You would screw up a wet dream, would you? Okay, kill it. Go ahead. Fine. Great. Thanks a lot, Phil.
Can't do it anymore, man, with you and your top 10 songs of all time. Last year, number one was What If God Was One of Us, Joan Osborne. It's nice to see the Jailhouse Rock moved up from Jailhouse Rock moved up from last year's number four to number three this year. So Doug gave it more votes. All right, let's recap. Light My Fire, number 10. Higher Ground, number 9 by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Number 8, Like a Virgin, Madonna. Number 7, Billie Jean. Last year, Billie Jean was number 4.
Probably because of the child molestation.
Yeah, that's it. But, yeah, Doug decided to drop it down because it was... Number 6, Ramblin' Man. Number 5, Come Sail Away by Styx. Number 4, Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones. Number 3, Jailhouse Rock. And here's one that's just beyond bizarre. The number 2 song of all time, Cars by Gary Numan. And the number one song of all time, She Drives Me Crazy, The Fine Young Cannibals, last year. So what happened to Joan Osborne? If she was number one last year, she didn't even make the top 10 this year.
He decided it sucked.
Oh, I see. It goes from the number one song of all time to Doug decides it sucks. So it's off his list. Very freaky, dude. Very, very freaky. All right, coming up tonight on the Phil Hendry Show, Earl Pants and Car Talk. We'll be talking with Larry Grover. We also have as our special guest tonight a high school football coach who believes that his career is being threatened by the fact that his wife wants to tell him that she loves him and she wants him to say, I love you. The problem is the players in the locker room and the coaches in the locker room, when they hear him say, I love you too, on the phone, is this a man he's talking to? What's going on? Now, this is the stupid thing that this poor guy's involved in. We'll be talking to him. But then he's trying to win another league title so they can name the stadium after him this year. 1-800-449-8686. Please visit our website, the www.philhendryshow website. And when you're there, you can go to our souvenir shop and pick up a number of things for the family. You know, with Christmas coming up, I'm telling you, I see this every year, and there's no reason not to repeat it again this year. With Christmas coming up, there is only one place to go for the Phil Hendry fan in your house, and that's the Phil Hendry Show souvenir shop on our website. Now, you can pick up the new Ted's of Beverly Hills Miami Resort shirt, the Ted's Steakhouse 25th Anniversary shirt. We have the Phil Hendry Show mouse pad. We've got the Western Estates baseball caps. We got shot glasses from Ted's of Beverly Hills. We got the pocket watch there from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. It's all there, and our Best Of CD for 2004, soon to be coming our Best Of CDs for 2005. In fact, any Best Of CD that we've done over the last 7 or 8 years, you can pick up there. And all the money goes to my friend's place in the sale of our CDs, which is a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. And then coming up on this Friday night, our webcast. This Friday night is our fourth, I believe it's our fourth webcast, if I'm not mistaken. And you can pick up a backstage pass to watch the webcast, watch how the show is done. All you got to do is go to our website and click on the little banner there that says webcast, and it'll show you how. It's only $6.95 for a backstage pass. You get more than a webcast. You get our archive comedy. You get our 30-day full show archives. You get it all. 1-800-449-8686. We're coming up with Earl Pants and Larry Grover on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, let's go now to Poncho's Barbecue in Arcadia and Earl Pants Car Talk. Earl, how are you?
Phil, we're doing very, very good, and we're here with a lot of Earl Pants listeners who listen to Earl Pants Car Talk. And we're going to be here all night long until midnight here. Earl Pants Car Talk will be answering your automotive questions here at Honcho's Barbecue in Arcadia, California. We've got some Earl Pants T-shirts we'd like to give to the folks. We got some Earl Pants coffee mugs. We'll answer all those automotive questions. I'm going to ask you a question, though, Phil, because you mentioned to me that you and your wife went to dinner this past weekend, correct?
Yeah, we did.
And you said you went to a very good restaurant, but that you noticed when you walked through the door, the smell in the restaurant. Is that right?
Yeah, I did. It was funny. It was an old restaurant, a very old, about a 50-year-old restaurant, but somehow there was a musty, kind of dusty.
It was more of a musty smell?
Yeah, well, I got to tell you something, Earl. As I mentioned to you, I'm known in my family as the guy with the nose of death, myself and my daughter. We both can smell.
I'm wondering if that's the same thing with me, because I am, well, I'm not going to say. I just tell you, everybody come down. Earl Pants Car Talk will be here till midnight, and I hope to see you. And they want me to eat some of the food here at Honcho's Barbecue. This is where we are, and I would love to have you folks come down and eat some of the food, but it's nothing that I want to do right now. So I hope you come down, and we'll answer all your automotive questions.
Let's just, for a minute, let me just ask you a question. What's going on?
There's nothing going on. I want everybody to come down to Honcho's Barbecue. They got a great stacked beef sandwich. I'm going to take a break for just a minute, Phil.
All right, Earl Pants is down at Honcho's Barbecue. Is that right,
Earl? All right, Phil, I'm all right. Come on down here to Honcho's Barbecue. It's a place that I am told a lot of people like to eat at. Boy, I'm having a hard time, Phil. I apologize to you and your listeners.
What's going on, man?
Well, I'll tell you.
Bud, why don't you kill the music? What's going on?
Well, I'll tell you. I have noticed a smell since I hit the door in this place. And I want everybody to come down here, because here's what I'm saying. I talked to Phil Hendry just before the segment that I'm doing, and Phil tells me that he has this very, very good acute sense of smell. So there are people like us who smell things that you may not smell. So come down here to Honcho's Barbecue. You may not smell what I'm smelling.
Well, I don't know if that's what you want.
You're right. I don't want to say that. What I want to say is come down here, because I understand the food is great. They've got a stacked beef sandwich. They've got a pork. God. They've got a.
Let's take a break, man.
Right. We're going to.
Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine. They've got a. Hold on for a minute. Hold on. Hold on.
Earl, this is not, you know...
Hold on, Phil. Earl Pants, when he does a live remote broadcast for a sponsor, I go all the way. I go 100%. Hold on. Can I get that cup?
Can you tell me what's happening? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, Phil. I smell something. It smells like... I don't know if people have ever had a rodent problem. But it smells as if a rat died, and they haven't found where it is yet. So that, have you ever had that, Phil?
Oh, God, yeah. I had mice in this apartment I had once, man. I used to throw Decon Rat Killer up there, and then the stink would come.
Oh. Hit the music again.
Earl, look.
Hit the music again. Hello, everybody. It's Earl Pants with Car Talk. Come down here to Honcho's Barbecue. Hold on.
Earl, this is not necessary.
No, when Earl Pants does a remote for a sponsor. Hold on. Come down here to have a barbecue sandwich. Someone pass me a wet cloth. Just give me a...
Get something. Is Tess there?
Yeah.
Tess, put something wet on his forehead. Yeah. Is he sitting near the kitchen?
Yeah.
Get him away from the kitchen. Oh, God. But kill it, man. This cat can't do a remote.
Has he got the flu?
It sounds to me like he's got the flu or the stomach flu or something, but he says it's the smell in there. How are you going to do a remote from a sponsor and tell everybody it smells like a rodent died in there? Honcho's Barbecue? I wouldn't go down there to set fire to the place now. You kidding me, man? Sounded pretty good, too, when he started out. Hell, I'd like to get some beef ribs.
I like those baby back ribs.
I like baby back ribs, man, but I like those big spare ribs.
What?
What do you mean, what?
You mean those big beef jobs?
Yeah, you know those big St. Louis deals?
Yeah, that's gay.
What's gay about it?
Baby back ribs rule, everybody knows.
Well, maybe you and your pals eat baby back ribs, but I like...
You like to get that big bone in your mouth. Ow!
Do you ever say anything like that again, man? Do I look like Earl Pants?
What?
Do I look like Earl Pants?
No.
Then why am I hearing his music? 1-800-449... Like to get the big bone in my mouth, huh? You know, Bud, I was eating barbecue when you were just a bad, filthy idea in your father's head, okay? I've had Kansas City barbecue, Memphis barbecue, Atlanta barbecue, Santa Maria barbecue.
Hey, I bet you've had Memphis barbecue.
What does that mean?
I think you know.
All right, we'll be right back.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I have some time to read some emails from you. Thank you for emailing, phs@philhendryshow.com. And we'll read some of those later. We also have our special guest coming up, a high school football coach who, when his wife says, I love you, he doesn't want to say I love you back over the phone so the players and the other coaches can hear because there were rumors of a relationship that he'd had that he wants to kind of keep quiet. Larry Grover is going to join us from the Conservatives of Kern County on the use of the word God and Jesus in adult films. He thinks enough's enough. All right. Speaking of mice, you know, poor Earl is over there at Honcho's Barbecue in Arcadia, and he wants you to come down and have yourself a stacked beef sandwich, but he just can't stand the smell of the place. As I was saying, and Mark and I were talking, because Mark's lived in some toilets like me. And anyway, I had an apartment that I rented from a horse stable. Now, dig this. I it was cheap, man. And it was up in Altadena, California, which is up above Pasadena. It's in the foothills. And there was a horse stable there. And it was actually kind of cool because on the weekends, I would drag my little deck chair up under the roof. It was like an apartment over the tack shop, which is where people went to buy their saddles. So on the weekends, I'd drag my chair to the roof of my apartment and I'd sit up there and I'd watch all these chicks riding their horses. And then occasionally, like, you know, one of them would say, oh, you know what? I don't have a ride home. Can you give us a ride? I'm sure. So anyway, this was a really old building, and I'm hearing, like, in the middle of the night, you know those fake ceilings? You know, you got that kind of particle board ceiling, and above it is the actual roof of the building. And I would hear the mice at night running around up there. You could hear them just, you know, running around doing whatever the hell mice do. I mean, what the hell is that? And then one of them would croak, and the stink. So I went, well, this sucks, man. So I began asking around, and of course, you know, none of my friends know anything, and neither do I. And who do I, you know, I go to a guy, I got mice. You got mice? Here's something that kills them. And he gave me that Decon rodent killer. Now, what you do is you open up the, it's poison. Now, I don't know about rat traps, man. Probably the same thing, but this Decon rat poison is just one thing. So I would toss it up there. He says, you just open it up and throw it up there, man. So I'd throw it up there, and then the mice would throw it back. And no, I would throw it up there, and I would hear the mice, and then they'd go crazy from the poison, so they'd be scrambling around like crazy, and then it would end. There would be no sound of mice for about a day. Day two, here comes that stink, that freaking dead mouse smell. And then it'd start in again. A new family of mice would move in. You know, they'd move in like, you know how it is, you don't want to live anywhere where a guy's like been murdered? Mice ain't got that hang up. They just move right in.
We have a wonderful kind of a ceiling, a particle board ceiling area. There's been about 16 mice killed here. Perfect.
So I'd throw up the freaking Decon rat killer again, man. They'd squirrel around. They'd go nuts from the poison. And they'd die. You know when it finally ended? When I got a cat. That's when it finally ended. Cats, say what you will, man. You don't have to tell a cat twice what to do with a mouse. And these mice, at the point, they were getting bold, man. I remember I got up in the middle of the night one night, I don't know, go down and use the head or something, and I walk down, and I see a mouse, and apparently he heard me, because they were coming in through the furnace. They were coming in through a hole where my furnace, the wall furnace was, because he made a run for it with a chicken bone. I saw him just making a run for it. Freaking mice are dumb, man. I mean, one ran into my foot the other night. I was sitting outside of my house, and a mouse wanted to make a run for it across my patio, and there's the human. You know, I don't know what kind of fear that puts into a rodent, but the rodent knew there's a predator out there. As far as a rodent's concerned, a human being, that's death. That's not a food source. That's just, you know, that's walking dead. That's God is there, you know. This mouse was so dumb, as he was making a run for it, he ran right into my foot. I felt this furry thing just go, doink, and I looked down. Anyway, this mouse made a run for it. One night I saved this stupid mouse's life. I heard this, and then I heard, right? What the hell was that? There was a closet where I had a water heater. Open it up, and I look in, and staring back up at me with these big eyes is this freaking gray mouse. Just all, huh? So, you know me, I'm a soft touch. I grab it by the tail, and I throw it outside, and I even threw a piece of bread to it. Now, that's really smart, Phil. You're trying to get rid of them. Why don't you just make your house a food source? So I finally got this black and white cat, and that was the end, baby. I never heard another peep out of them. Never heard another peep. This freaking cat, you know, they smell a cat a mile away, and cats don't do anything. They do whatever they want to do, but by God, when it comes to vermin, man, they not only kill the damn thing, they'll bring it right at your feet and say, here it is. Go ahead, lay it on me, man. Oh, well, gee, aren't you great? Yep, I'm a cat. Well, that's nice, man, because, you know, every now and again, I'd like to maybe pet you and have you be as friendly as a dog. Yeah, I got me a mouse. Okay, good for you. I go out back one day, my cat is like, throttled a bird. Dead mouse. The mouse is still twitching, in fact. I don't know what the cat did to it. I can see the mouse just all... Bird's all freaking dead. Cat's sitting there like he's the king of the freaking world. I said, you mangy freaking nothing. You want to kill something, kill it inside the house. So then it killed one of the kids. So that's... If I were you, I'd get a cat, man. Or a chihuahua. One of the two. Only when the chihuahua kills the mice, then boot it like a football. All right, we'll be right back, I think. Got some email to read, and, of course, our high school coach with the problem coming up. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Special guest Vernon Dozier coming up. Here is some email. This is from Eric in Chicago. Phil, you sounded like you were really interested in the Carmen Sandiego thing, so I thought you might be interested to know that she got her start in a computer game, even though you can get all this information off of Wikipedia. I'm sure I'm still going to bore you with the details. Broderbund Software created Carmen back in the early 80s. I remember playing it myself as a kid, and there were eventually dozens of different versions. Where in Europe is Carmen Sandiego, etc.? Of course, what do kids today have to teach them things on the computer? Well, that's right, Freddy the Fish, Eric of Chicago. And here's one from Chris. He says, Phil, thought you'd like this line from Pete Rose. He was on Cincinnati Radio 700 WLW being interviewed by Bill Cunningham. He told a story about touring Vietnam with Joe DiMaggio. It was some kind of Major League Baseball tour. At one point, they were at a location that only had outdoor showers. Water being short, they had to shower at the same time. Then Pete let out the following reflection on seeing the Yankee great naked. Yankee Clipper my ass, he should have been called the Italian Stallion. What? Ain't that, what's his name? Rocky? Here's one from Andy. Oh, sweet Christ, thank the folks in charge of teachers for casting Sarah Shahi. I have been waiting for this chick to hit the mainstream for a long time now. She had a bit part in Old School that's been spank bank material for quite a while now. I'm glad they decided to hit the guys what like Latina's demographic, even though I think she's Iranian. Yes, she is, but she was, I think she's got Latina and she's from Dallas, so doesn't that mean you're automatically, like, you know, Mexican or something?
Was Lee Harvey Oswald Mexican?
No.
Then what do you mean?
I'm kidding around, man. What do you mean Lee Harvey Oswald? What do you got to bring everything into a bummer, man? P.S. You're a douche for going to see Walt. What? You're a douche for going to see Walt Ehlers. I got to shake the hand of a Medal of Honor winner who greased up on the Nazis like you never not seen. I'll send you a pic. Who's Walt Ehlers? I don't know what you're talking about, man. Dear Phil, well, once again, little KSCO up here in Santa Cruz is in it. The guys that run the local programming around your show wanted to play All You Can Eat Negro. Just for mentioning it, they got calls in saying how racist they were. Good Lord, they ran it anyway. It's the funniest thing ever. Thanks again, Bob Jones. You mean the dudes that are on another show played that bit? Right. And then here's one from Rob Nanny. Phil, I love your show and recently turned my girlfriend onto one of your bits, the Trina speed bag bit. We laughed till we cried. That's where the cat makes speed bags and he'll paint your wife's face on it. So you can just go in and just kind of get a little workout. All right, Vernon Dozier is next on the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.